Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, it was just yesterday that President Putin announced there's going to be a 3-day ceasefire in the Russo-Ukrainian war, which he started without provocation or the slightest legal justification 3 years ago. I mean, in a sense, it's been going since 2014, since he invaded Ukrainian Crimea. So we've heard this all before. Now, since 2014, there have been countless ceasefires, and Russia breaks almost all of them. Then there was a so-called 30-hour ceasefire over Easter. The Ukrainians said, well, like, we didn't agree to this. And of course, they were deeply skeptical because Putin has no integrity whatsoever. He is an utter, shameless, barefaced liar. This was another lie. In some sections of the front, there was a slight slowdown of the tempo of bombardment, but it continued. And the war continued unabated completely in some sections. So it's yet another massive lie. Only Trump would be stupid enough to trust him. But obviously, Trump is feeling he's been made to look like the idiot he is, because so much for ending the war in 1 day. Isn't it 100 days into the Trump administration, and they're still nowhere near it? So Trump is fed up, and he might take firm action. There's talk of a 500% tariff on Russian oil exports, but that would drive up the world price, which would hit the U.S. economy. So I think Trump wouldn't do that in the end. But even Putin thinking maybe he's pushed Trump too far. So the Kremlin has said there'll be a ceasefire from the 8th to the 10th of May, because of course the end of the Second World War, Russia celebrates on the 9th of May. Russia surrendered just before midnight on the 8th of May. Moscow time is already the 9th of May, so they celebrate the 9th of May in Russia, not like 1 in the morning. They do obviously about midday. So of course that's the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Now in Russia they never stop banging on about the Second World War, and maybe you can understand why, because about 10 million of their people were killed. Now they would like to say 20 million, overlooking the small fact that half of the people were killed were Ukrainian, Belarusian, other Soviet nationalities. The Soviet Union likes to claim, sorry, the Russian Federation, parapraxis rather, likes to claim the entire former Soviet Union is legacy. And of the Ukrainians suffered proportionally more than the Russians, partly then the path of the Wehrmacht. And of course, any Ukrainian who doesn't want to be oppressed by Russia, Putin will say they're Nazis. And it's true that the Soviet government was so horrific, was genocidal to the Ukrainians with the Holodomor, deliberately causing a famine which starved to death at least 2 million people in 2 years, at least 2 million. Obviously, the Soviet government had tried to attempted the erasure of Ukraine identity, downgrade the Ukrainian language. They would abduct, torture, and murder these blind minstrels and so on, who were living repositories of Ukrainian law. So they were extremely cruel. They did what they can to eradicate the Ukrainian autocephalous Orthodox Church and so on. So some people thought that communism was so satanic. Nazism couldn't be that bad by comparison, and Russia talked about bringing. So the Germans talked about bringing back Ukrainian independence. So, and partly out of just sheer survival, it's true that some Ukrainians threw their in their lot with Germany. There are others who didn't, who resisted both totalitarianisms and so on. So, anyway, the Kremlin says for 72 hours that they will halt all military actions for humanitarian reasons. Yeah, right. I mean, when Russia was defeated and lost the Battle of Kyiv at the beginning of the war, it was a goodwill gesture. Yeah, right. So in a war, you choose not to take your enemy's capital. You therefore prolong the war by years out of goodwill after they just committed the Bucha massacre, after large-scale abduction, torture, rape, the mass murder of civilians. You've got goodwill. It's just sickening that he tells these lies. Wow. And obviously Trump doesn't call him out on it. Trump will scarcely say a word against Putin. Why is only white supremacists and Putin that Trump won't insult? So the Ukrainians have correctly said, if you want a ceasefire, you can have a ceasefire now. But one thing why this is a little bit credible is there is time to organize it, because that Easter ceasefire was really at no notice at all. And it would be difficult to get the message to everyone along the line saying, ceasefire now. Because they wouldn't get the message to stop firing. I know you've got radios and so on, but their small units may not have one, and when it's going to begin and when it's going to end and what to do if we think the enemy's breaking it and so on. But this one was announced like 10 days in advance, so this one is somewhat believable. Is it yet another trap? I think Putin thinks he has to give something to Trump to show that he's semi-serious about peace. Otherwise, maybe Trump really would increase arms shipments to Ukraine, or indeed impose further sanctions on Russia. We'll see. Now, Russia might use it for troop rotations if the Ukrainians stop firing. They might use it to sort of for logistical reasons to bring in more supplies and things like that. But the Ukrainians are very wary of trusting this. If they do troop rotations or something like this, they think, because before one unit leaves the trenches, another one has to come in. But then there are more of them there, so there's a bigger target. There's more people could be killed by a drone or a missile or whatever. So they're very reluctant to trust this, because even if Putin does really mean a ceasefire, if the Russians see a very tempting opportunity, they might go for it in these 72 hours. But even Trump says that Putin has been shooting missiles into civilian areas and cities, and he certainly has. There's a hope that a 3-day ceasefire could turn into a 30-day ceasefire and so on. Trump's been demanding this and that, a 30-day unconditional ceasefire. Ukraine agreed to that, and the Russians didn't. The Ukrainians are really straining to prove that they're reasonable. Because so I think Ukrainians can say, okay, we'll do it too, because they don't want to hack off Donald J. Trump. Because then people say, you see how nice I am? But those nasty Ukrainians, they wouldn't have a ceasefire. It's all their fault. So Ukrainians are really straining not to irritate Trump, who's such a grumpy old man, no doubt with aches and pains and all sorts of ailments, as well as Alzheimer's. So I think there probably will be some kind of a ceasefire, probably not total, may not last the whole 72 hours, but Putin probably feels he's got to do something to prove that, yes, he wants peace. Because the Russians have all said, yes, we'll have a ceasefire, but, and can, are asking for conditions. And Trump's being willing to make lots of concessions. Okay, Ukraine will never join NATO. Yeah, and we will lift the sanctions, and you can keep the land you've illegally occupied. You will recognize that legally, not just de facto, and. So that's why the Russians thought, we'll play for time, and they kept tarrying, thinking they could pocket ever more concessions, but they may have overreached themselves now, so that might start backfiring. The other thing is, Putin for a while thought that things were going his way, last year. If he could simply prolong the war, then Trump would come back as president. Now that happened, that Trump would reduce or indeed cut off military aid and intelligence sharing, and that happened at least for a while. The whole U.S. public, the whole Western world, will get fed up of arming, funding Ukraine, hosting Ukrainian refugees. Leaders will be elected to office who will betray the Ukrainians. And again, Putin's had some success on this. Ukrainians will simply run out of troops, be so exhausted, their morale will plummet. And this is where he's been less successful, and is actually Russia will be running short of troops in 2026. Its economy might get a lot worse. I mean, it might even get better, especially if some of these sanctions are lifted. Russia's having less success recruiting foreigners. They recruit the first Chinese people. Now, China control free state, and the government has not stopped this, has not prevented adverts for people going to fight in Ukraine. And something like only 0.3% of those fighting the Russian army are foreigners now. Another point is North Korea and Russia. They just admitted, yeah, that North Korean troops are fighting in the Ukraine war, having lied and lied and lied about it for several months. And that shows you just how you can't trust them. A bit like when Putin sends people abroad to murder foreign citizens. Like there was a Georgian citizen in Berlin, Germany, murdered by Putin's agent, and the Russian government lied and lied and lied and denied having any connection with this man, but then was desperate to get him released from prison in Germany, which eventually was done, and then he was welcomed with open arms, a hero's welcome, all sorts of awards, proving that yes, they did send him abroad to murder a foreign citizen. If you murdered a Russian citizen abroad, that would still be terrible. To murder a foreign citizen in a foreign country compounds the crime. So that proves that you cannot believe a word they say. They will lie and lie and lie, no matter how absolutely overwhelming the evidence against them. So you would have to be staggeringly stupid to trust them. It'd be a Trumpian level of idiocy to trust a word Putin says. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate your PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.